Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about a special movie today. Now, you may be wondering what I'm referring to. Well, this one is definitely, it's supposed to be a kids movie, but it's aimed a little bit more at adults than kids with the humor and everything inside of it. It is something that a lot of kids who are now adults will definitely relate to when this whole the cartoon started. And you may be wondering which one I'm talking about.
I'm ready!
Hopefully that'll give you a little bit of a clue. But if that didn't, you can head on over to our YouTube channel and check out the poster that is on the review. And, or you probably just checked out the title of the review before you listened. So you know we are talking about the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, the one that just opened in December. So this is the newest SpongeBob movie. I am honestly surprised to realize how many SpongeBob movies that there are. My son grew up with SpongeBob, so I grew up hearing the laughter. So yes, I know it well. And of course, you know all the characters too. If you are not familiar with the characters and you're curious about the poster, from left to right, we have got Mrs. Puff. We have got SpongeBob with Squidward tentacles standing right behind him. Then we have Mr. Krabs, Sandy Cheeks, and of course, Patrick Star. So, and then on the bottom there, you see the captain of the Jolly Roger and his little worm companion. So, a little bit of an interesting thing there. If you haven't already figured it out, I am giving this an innocent rating, but I am letting you know ahead of time the humor is definitely not aimed at little kids. These are jokes you do not want kids retelling. These are jokes that you maybe want to shield certain children from, as they definitely play to the older demographic. Now, it's important to note that this movie plays out different than some of the other SpongeBob movies. And yes, I'm going to be getting around to getting those to you as well. But it starts out as a movie. It turns into basically a video game on screen. It feels like you're almost watching a video game. Or it lays out the whole perfect thing of like what the video game version of this will be. And then it goes back to movie form. So, if you are a gamer and you grew up with SpongeBob, you will probably get a lot out of this movie. If you are not a gamer and not a fan of SpongeBob, if you just want a mind-numbing stuff to have on in the background once this comes on TV or instant video, or you have some youngins in the family that you want to teach loosely about SpongeBob, I would not start with this one. There's a lot of other mind-numbing SpongeBob content out there. And so this, as you can imagine, I'll let you just kind of use your imagination where we go with the score on this one. And don't worry, I'm not done talking about the movie, but we got to get to the trailer. I want to share that with you. So here we go.
Long ago, one sailor fell under a wicked curse. The only way to lift this curse is to find the world's most innocent soul.
I'm ready.
Squidward, wanna hear my big news?
Let me go mark some time on my calendar.
Today's the day!
It is?
Well, that's weird. Weird.
The hero's journey starts with one squish.
What?
Though he looks more like a french fry in that scene than a sponge.
The Flying Dutchman? The most pants-wettingly scariest ghost to ever roam the high seas? Oh, my lucky brick.
Now that is just where the jokes get going. He basically crafts bricks, and they are referred to in the movie as his lucky bricks, but the connotations and as it happened, you definitely know what's going on there.
Permission to come aboard, sir!
Me too!
Only if you put on some pants.
Okay, we've had SpongeBob cartoons for like 30 years, approximately. And Patrick Starr has never worn pants. He's had like his short things on, but he's never, if the nudity was never like a big thing. And now in this one, all of a sudden it's a big thing. And so it's not only brought to the surface, but it is made fun of throughout the story. So that's just kind of another point to touch on with this.
I'm taking you to the underworld.
Are you sure he's the one?
He's the key to unlocking my curse!
What are we laughing about?
Goodbye's in danger! We gotta go save him!
Not bad.
The entrance to the underworld is in the most horrible place imaginable.
Bikini Bottom High.
Ew, nice ride.
Again, another joke that is aimed more at adults of, like, basically the entrance to the underworld is the local high school.
Losers.
Don't make me call security.
I thought you were a big guy.
I am.
Have you dropped your lucky brick?
I don't have a lucky brick.
Again, the brick reference, which, I mean, it's multiple times throughout the movie, so these are not the only ones.
Gosh, I know I can do this. My intestines. Peekaboo!
Hair-doo-doo!
What is happening?
Okay, if you're watching this and are watching the movie, you understand the sight gags that are going on there. And again, way over the youngest head, the youngest, over the heads of the youngest viewers. But for the adult viewers, you're going to easily get the references there.
SpongeBob movie. Search for SquarePants. See it in 3D. Only in theaters December 19th.
It says, see it in 3D. I'm saying, please don't. You're not, this is not so you, the only part that'd probably be cool to see in 3D would be the video game portion of it. Now, I'm just going to my notes here. So again, just my notes on my phone. And because it's got the whole crapping bricks references, there's numerous references to the Pirates of the Caribbean. The entire underworld plays out like the video game, and there are Greek myths and Harry Potter references throughout. Now, I will say, we learned something important about SpongeBob in this movie. We finally get to learn how tall he is, and then we also get to learn how much he weighs. And SpongeBob is 36 clams tall, so you think of like the clams that they're always referencing in the cartoons, and he weighs 7 ounces. So he may be a little bit smaller than some of you realize, but also he may be larger than some of you realize, but it's just... The storyline here is basically there's a treasure map that's been on the back there that's been on part of the Krusty Krab for a long time. Sorry, I'm just tripping over my words here. And so SpongeBob wants to use it so he can become become more mature. And so he finds the lair underneath the Krusty Krab that belongs to Mr. Krabs. And ends up awakening the Flying Dutchman, and of course, all of that. Well, the Flying Dutchman has to take the most innocent soul to this thing so that the soul can trade place with the Flying Dutchman, hence the Pirates of the Caribbean reference on that. But so as that kind of goes on there, but sorry, just total brain fart on this movie. But you'll understand the score I gave it here in a second. I'm just really having to refresh my brain and look back at some of my notes. And I just watched this a couple days ago, so I'm just, it's like my brain. I'm not trying to just leave you hanging there, but basically the Flying Dutchman takes SpongeBob with him to do all of this stuff, and then it's the matter of how does SpongeBob get home, hence the search for SquarePants. So it's SpongeBob. If you're wanting deep intellectual content, no. If you're looking for stoner comedy, you're going to love it. It's literally at that level. Score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm coming in at this. Well, I hope, the fact that I'm even having to refer to my own notes for this review, I'm giving this a 4.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It's 4 is watchable but forgettable. And yeah, this definitely qualifies as that. 5 is watchable, decent story, significant flaws. There are parts of this that have some moxie to them that kind of keep your interest and kind of keep it going along there. But the majority of the movie, like I said, it's going to appeal to young kids who are just basically fascinated by the animation. And then, honestly, stoner comedy would probably be the best way to put this. So I hope that'll help with this. You want to be sure and hit those buttons. I know this review isn't anything great, but we have a lot better ones coming up, and we've got something special coming up this week that you're not going to want to miss. So be sure to subscribe and hit that little bell button so you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And I promise to break up some of these mind-numbing type stories with ones that have a little bit more to them. So, as always, I hope you had fun in this adventure. I know I did. And hopefully I can save a few of you at least. So, until later, guys. Bye-bye.